Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we look at the readings for the 18th of April. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. Think of that. Jesus Christ crucified, tortured in every possible way to bring all evil upon him. And he has triumphed. Jesus has risen from the dead. Brothers and sisters, this whole week should be a week of celebration. Really, this is Monday within the octave of Easter. And that's what we need to focus our attention on as much as we can, even if it's very little because we have small children or a sick husband or wife, whatever the case may be, just even if you can only try for a moment, but just say, let us rejoice. He has risen. He has opened the way for me to come to him. Think of that. He experienced excruciating pain and torture. He has come to save us. I just get overwhelmed with this thought. He has come to save us. Brothers and sisters, it's real. It's true. Read all the documents from the time of Christ. It's real. He is risen from the dead. And so let's take a look at the first reading for today. It's a reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 14, and then verses 22 to 33. So you have a little jumping around here. 2, 14, and then 22 to 33. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and proclaimed, "You who are Jews, indeed all of you staying in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to my words. You who are children of Israel, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, wonders, and signs, which God worked through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This man, delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it. David says of him, 'I saw the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed.' Therefore my heart has been glad, and my tongue has exulted. My flesh too will dwell in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence." Think of that, brothers and sisters. Think of that. This is the Monday within the octave of Easter when Christ died for us and rose again. Brothers and sisters, let us offer him homage and gratitude today, thanksgiving for what he has done for us. David says of him, "I saw the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. Therefore, my heart has been glad, and my tongue has exulted. My flesh, too, will dwell in hope." My brothers, one can confidently say to you about the patriarch David that he died and was buried, and his tomb is in our midst to this day. But since he was a prophet, and knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants upon his throne, he foresaw and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he abandoned to the netherworld, nor did his flesh see corruption. God raised this Jesus. Of this we are all witnesses. Exalted at the right hand of God, he poured forth the promise of the Holy Spirit that he received from the Father, as you both see and hear. I would encourage you to read that a couple of times today, because you can be part of those who rejoice, especially in this Easter season, to give thanks to him for what he has done for us, what he has spared us from. Psalm 16 says, "Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope." And that's true for all of us, brothers and sisters. Our hope is found in God. I say to the Lord, O Lord, my allotted portion of my cup, you it is who hold fast my life. He is the one that draws us to himself. And his word is living. His word is active. Remember this. I want you to brand it onto your soul. Brothers and sisters, I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night, my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body, too, abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. You will show me the path to life. Fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. Brothers and sisters, I suggest that you read that psalm several times today. God loves you. God loves you. He desires you. He's the source of our hope. He's the source of our faith, our hope, our love. Please take time today to thank him. All day long, you can thank him while you wash dishes. You can thank him while you're, you know, cleaning a room. There are all kinds of ways you can still pray. And I urge you, thank God for what he has done for you and for me. And today we look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 8 to 15. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful but overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. Can you imagine? They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep.' And if this gets you to the ears of the governor, he will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. Brothers and sisters, can you imagine if you believe that? Jews do not understand because Jesus died. And that story, as I just read to you, has circulated among the Jews to the present day. I want to ask you something. Could you take like 3 minutes every day and just say, "Lord, please help my Jewish brothers and sisters, if you know them, or they're just neighbors of you, or they are in your somewhere in your daily encounter. Just say, "Lord, please, will you have mercy on my brothers and sisters who believe that they are doing what is right. Please let them know the truth, the full truth, that they may, all of us, of all human beings together, we want to say, Lord, all of us together, we believe in you. And may we help our Jewish brothers and sisters in whatever form. Could be a note. It could be that something comes up in conversation. Let God set it up. Let God set it up. Don't you decide. Let God set it up for you. And may you become a great messenger of the goodness of God. They may tell you no. They may walk away from you. You've said it. You've said the truth. And believe me, brothers and sisters, if you do it in the name of Jesus, which means peace, too, and kindness, and mercy, and forgiveness, no matter how they respond to you, may the love that is Jesus grow and more in your heart. Brothers and sisters, Pope Francis wrote this. He is going before you to Galilee, the angel says. The Lord goes before us. He goes before us always. It is encouraging to know that he walks ahead of us in life and in death. He goes before us to Galilee, that is, to the place which for him and his disciples evoked the idea of daily life, family, and work. Jesus wants us to bring hope there to our everyday life. For the disciples, Galilee was also the place of remembrance, for it was the place where they were first called. Returning to Galilee means remembering that we have been loved and called by God. Each one of us has his own Galilee. We need to resume the journey, reminding ourselves that we are born and reborn thanks to an invitation given gratuitously to us out of love, there in our respective Galilees. This is always the point from which we can set out anew, especially in times of crisis and trial, remembering our Galilee. And that was written for us by His Holiness Pope Francis, who was elected to the See of Peter in 2013. He has given us a lot, brothers and sisters. I encourage you, wherever you can read anything that comes from Pope Francis, please get it and read it. He has done so much for us and is doing so much for us. Please open your heart to receive the wisdom that God has given him, because God wants us all back together, worshiping God together. You just say, I don't want to go to church anymore. You're not alone. You're part of a body. What do you do to the body of Christ when you leave them? Well, it won't matter. Nobody will care. Yes, they will. And above all, God will care. And so I ask you, if there's anything in your life now that has called you away from the church or you've given up on the church, I ask you to turn to the Lord. And then I ask you to turn to a priest and ask him. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.